Our profile this month is American Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. After the President of the United States himself, Donald Trump, Ocasio-Cortez has to be the country's second most talked about politician, a progressive young Democrat who wants radical change. Here's what you need to know about Washington's new political star.
Who is she?
Passionate, smart, and armed with 4.27 million Twitter followers, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, 29, is the face of the younger generation of Democrats, ideologically far to the left of the aging pragmatists who now control the party. The former bar worker from New York's Bronx district shot to prominence last year as the youngest woman ever elected to Congress and is easily the most talked about politician in America, apart from Donald Trump himself. Since her arrival in Congress, AOC, as she is known, has refused to moderate her opinions or follow party leaders, describing Washington politics as like the Upside Down, a terrifying parallel universe from the TV series Stranger Things. The pro-Trump media are obsessed with her, demonizing her as a dangerous radical who wants to take away everyone's cars and burgers. As a result, she is now more easily recognized by Republican voters than by her own Democrat base.
What's her story?
Like so many young American socialists, AOC's formative experience was the financial crash of 2008. Her mother, struggling financially following the death of her husband, nearly had her home repossessed. Unlike millions of other families, she and AOC narrowly avoided this fate by working 18-hour days to pay the bills. It left AOC deeply critical of the social and economic model. "My politics is just a reflection of my life experience," she said. "You can do everything right and have it all taken away. Our economic issues are the result of a system that enriches the few an enormous amount at the cost of the working class and the middle class. Millions of young Americans feel she speaks for them, giving her a more powerful voice than any young congressional representative in living memory."
What has she done so far?
Her first act on arrival in Congress was to co-sponsor the Green New Deal, a radical proposal to reinvent American society as a carbon-free economy by 2050. Alongside climate protection, the plan proposes guaranteeing every American a job, providing universal health care, and free university tuition. Critics deride it as far too ambitious and costly, but AOC responds that the Green New Deal's objective is not to achieve all this at once, but to change the USA's current trajectory. Popular with voters, especially the young, the deal is seen as a reference to the original New Deal in the 1930s. This was a massive socialist-inspired program of job creation and social measures to help Americans recover during the Great Depression.
Will she triumph?
In one way, she already has. AOC is too young to run for president in 2020, but she's having a major impact on all the possible Democratic candidates who know that they risk losing the support of young Democrats if they oppose AOC's Green New Deal. Senator Kamala Harris, for instance, a centrist and strong candidate to face Trump, has given it her support. So, whoever ultimately challenges Trump for the presidency may do so on a socialist program that was dictated by the youngest member of Congress. This, older Democrats warn, is exactly what Trump wants, as it will enable him to rally centrists to his side. But AOC isn't listening. "This is urgent. To think that we have time is such a privileged and removed from reality attitude. We have to mobilize our entire economy around saving ourselves and taking care of this planet." Ocasio-Cortez's capacity to mobilize may well bring her future triumphs.